1774 that Sir Paul Rothery set down the roots of this community. 125 years since he laid the first stone of the first church to stand on this site. There's a great deal of history buried in the vaults of this institution. A history which tells of a triumph of goodness, decency, and the love of Christ over black superstition and occultism. It is a pity, then, that not every member of the modern community shares the same respect for our heritage. Some days ago, a young lady of this parish asked me, and I can only assume that she believed she was being in some way amusing, whether there happens to be such a thing as a monster in these vaults. You may well be tempted to laugh, but the fact of the matter is this. There are monstrous forces in this world. They move invisibly around us, but they are no less dangerous because of it. They tempt us, mislead us. Unseen, they move us in ways which are as insidious as they are subtle. I speak, of course, of the armies of Satan.
Justine! Emma? Over here! I don't want Mrs. Ringwood to see me. She keeps telling my parents that I'm giving her improper looks.
And are you?
I don't want to look at her. She's a big-nosed trout. Where's your stepmother?
She's not well this morning. Or at least, she says she's not well.
I bet she's been drinking again.
Emma?
It's true. She's always drunk after a Saturday.
I think she's sick.
Especially in her liver. Did she make you wear that?
It was the only clean dress I had.
You look like you're going to a funeral. She's even trying to make you dress like a Protestant. I bet she cuts off all your hair next.
Emma?
Well, she's an old trollop.
Emma?
Miss James. Miss McManus.
Oh, Reverend.
I trust, Miss James, that today's sermon answered any questions you might have about the history of our community.
Yes, Reverend. Thank you, Reverend.
Emma, was it you who asked him about keeping a monster?
I was only teasing him.
I don't think priests like being teased.
He doesn't like me either. He doesn't like any of my family.
No. Where are your parents?
They went home. I told them I was going to visit Aunt Fiora.
And are you?
Might do. I'm going over to Geddes Fields. Do you want to come? Annie Doherty said there were horses in the fields this morning, all saddled up and covered in riding colours. She said it looked like a hunt.
I don't think so. Lord Pelbrook wouldn't allow a hunt on a Sunday, would he?
Maybe they're doing it without him knowing. Maybe they're dangerous anarchists or foreign agitators.
I don't know. I think it's going to rain.
It's not going to rain. There wouldn't be so many birds if it was going to rain.
Just a feeling. There's something about the air today. Can you hear that?
Hear what?
I thought it was just for a moment.
Maybe you can hear rain clouds like Red Indians can. Come on, let's go and see the hunters. If they're very dangerous, maybe they'll even take us for a ride.
Even so, I'm not sure I want to meet your aunt.
She's your relative as well. Well, nearly. Anyway, it's better than going back to your stepmother's house.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Justine?
Emma, what's happening?
Sentence in perpetuity.
Where am I?
The Faction Paradox Protocols, Volume 5. Movers by Lawrence Miles.
bet she's a dreamer.
What?
I bet she's dreaming. Inside the casket.
They don't all dream.
No, but I bet she does. Just look at her. That look she's got on her face, all pensive. She looks like she's trying to remember something.
And you don't think that's got anything to do with the fact that her nervous system's wired into a self-repeating time frame?
You've got no sense of poetry.
None of them used to dream when I started here. They just used to get frozen.
Frozen? Like frozen in time, or like frozen in ice?
Ice. Cryogenics.
Nice and simple, I suppose.
It's too easy to break out of cryogenics. War criminals used to fit themselves with secondary nervous systems just because they knew there was a chance of ending up here.
Secondary nervous systems?
Ice-proof ones.
Oh, for the good old days. Get the door, will you?
Makes you think. She's there in the box, thinking she's...
I don't know, wherever she thinks she is. And she's got no idea we're the ones pushing her around. Can't see us, can't hear us. We're like gods. From where she's sitting.
She isn't sitting anywhere.
No, but you know what I mean. Makes you wonder if there's anyone pushing us around.
You mean apart from the usual?
This one's empty. You start the interment, I'll do the manifest. Right. Let the record show that the prisoner's casket was installed in alcove 17, 6th chamber, 2nd gallery. Time frame linked into the nervous tissue via convict's tattoo on the upper right arm.
Machinery keeps stalling. One of the valves has gone again.
Internee named as Cousin Justine. Affiliation, faction, paradox. Sentence, in perpetuity. Why do they always bother saying that anyway? They're all perpetuity. Nobody's ever letting any of these buggers out, are they?
Formal procedure.
Oh.
What?
It says here she's carrying the shadow of the founder of House Paradox. There's an exotic weapons marker and everything.
Does it matter?
It will if she ever gets out.
Not important. Nothing's getting out of here unless there's a complete security failure.
What was that?
The power array switching from one stack to the other. It happens every few months.
Oh, sorry. Completely misread the situation.
There, you see.
So, how can you tell a switch in the power stacks from a complete security failure?
If there was a failure, there'd be alarms.
Really?
I should imagine. Also, you can tell when the stacks are switching by the way the lights change.
What, you mean the way they go from dark red to really dark red?
More or less.
So, if there was a failure...
There isn't going to be a failure.
No, but if there was...
Haven't you got anything better to think?
Come on, this way! What are you waiting for? Are you all right?
Something's wrong. Something's different today.
You're even more mad than your stepmother.
That isn't funny.
Maybe you'll end up as mad as Aunt Fiora and marry a Negro.
Abraham married a Negro. Or an Egyptian, if they're the same thing.
Abraham didn't live in a house like Aunt Fiora's. Have you ever seen inside her house?
No. My stepmother didn't think I'd... She didn't want me to visit. Especially now.
Especially now what?
You know, your aunt and Mr. Faraday.
That's not true. Well, maybe it's true. He says he just gives her tea cakes.
I think the family's just worried.
Everyone's worried about Aunt Fiora. Reverend Bell hates her even more than he hates monsters.
He doesn't believe in monsters.
I bet he does. I bet he's got one hidden under the church. I bet he lives in a secret maze.
There isn't a maze under the church.
I bet he lures young maidens down into the tunnels, like in the story. And he's waiting down there, in the dark, with all the bones from his victims.
Stop it!
And a horrible fiend, half man, half animal.
Emma!
Ready to devour the innocent or use his horns to change any handsome young hero who enters into the land!
You're being silly!
This is my only clean dress! Oh,
Emma, shush! Listen.
Horses. But he was telling the truth. It's a hunt. Look at them. The two men at the front.
Oh, they're old.
They're not old. They're only middle-aged. The one with the beard can't be more than 40 or 50.
That's much too old.
But look at their armour. Why are they wearing armour?
Their horses are so big. Good afternoon!
Emma, don't.
Why not? Hello there!
Come away from the edge.
Are there any young men in your party? Or are you...
Emma! Oh.
Oh. I hurt my foot.
I told you to stay away from the edge.
Are they looking at us? Did they see me fall?
Is it important?
I look stupid. They'll think I'm simple.
Oh, they're coming this way. I think they've seen us.
No, I don't want them to see me like this.
We should go.
Help me up, please.
The noise. The horses.
They must weigh tons.
No. It's something else. It's suggesting. It's happening again.
Second ordinary Veeble. Is this terminal still working? Hello? Right. Undo shutdown. Service code 144. Can you do that? Good. I want access to prisoner records. No. I want to search prisoner records. Search parameters, faction, paradox, affiliation. All right. Which of them is closest? Closest to here, you stupid machine. This gallery. Chamber 13. Now, reinitiate shutdown. Same service code. Just do it! Right, alcove 5. Your time field, whatever you like, just hurry. Hello, can you hear me? Please, I need help, I need protection.
How many people did I kill last night?
Sorry?
Oh, I must have drunk like a pig. How many people did I kill?
You didn't kill anybody.
What? Are you saying I'm some kind of lightweight? Do you know who I am?
Not really.
Cresta V. Coglana Shuncucker. Last scion of the faction homeworld. Oh, don't look at me like that.
Please, listen. You're on the prison world of the Great Houses. You've been hooked up to a neutral time frame.
I know that! Prison world?
The Houses put you here. For crimes
that... Who the hell are you, anyway?
I just work here. I'm an ordinary.
Ah, and you want to fight, is that it?
What? No!
Prison guard? Lower class nobody. Thinks that if he lets one of the big guns out of her cell and challenges her to one-on-one combat, that'll make him somebody. Probably thinks that just because she's been hooked to one of these machines for a couple of weeks...
Actually, you've been here for the last 40...
Then I won't be up to full strength. Well, that's the last mistake you're ever going to make. Ow!
Your body's still in shock. You might not be able to walk for a few...
Of course I can walk! Help me up.
Are you
going to kill me?
Yes. No. Possibly. Just give me a... Oh, is that just in my head?
I'm sorry. I have to go. I can't let...
Just a minute. Hey, you! I'm talking to this man. And if anyone's going to kill him for being a pain in the arse, then it's going to be me. Is that clear?
Oh! We have to get out of here.
Why?
They've got guns.
So, I've got a big axe.
What are you talking about? You haven't got a gun. Yeah.
Body or something.
Can her species do that?
How the hell should I know? I've never seen her before in my life.
Your weapon.
What? Oh, that. Shadow bonded. Never go anywhere without it. Now, tell me what's going on or I'll cut your bloody arms off.
Oh, there's been a breakout. One of the prisoners from the first gallery, she... I don't know what happened. She started freeing the others. It's like a revolution.
What prisoner?
Kine. Demetra Kine.
Never heard of her.
Her family's one of the Blood Coteries, from the post-human era. They're supposed to be aristocrats or crime lords or something. They've got this whole empire.
Does she want to fight?
That's just it. That's why I opened your casket. Your faction paradox.
Don't understand. Talk faster.
Look, they tried to get into the prison records. I put a lock on the system before they could get everything they wanted, but I saw what they're looking for. What she's looking for. She's after one of the inmates.
Well, obviously. Well, that's understandable. I'm very popular.
No. I don't think it's you she wants.
Don't be ridiculous. Who then?
There was another of your people put into storage about 6 months ago. Justine. Cousin Justine. I remember reading the manifest. She was special.
I'm special.
No, but she was carrying this weapon. That's what Kine was trying to find in the records. Some kind of doomsday device or...
Pettit's not as good as mine.
Dang! That nearly hit me!
Can't. So, you want me to save this cousin of yours, is that it?
I want to get out of here. Look, I'm not ready for this. I just thought... Kine's got some kind of grudge against you faction people, so if I help you...
I don't need any help. I'm indestructible.
All right. I just mean... I can lead you to the cousin. And then maybe you can keep me alive long enough for us to get out of here, yeah?
Right, then. Where's this Kine woman who's looking for trouble? If I could have your attention.
My name is Demetra Kine. Now, I'm not going to pretend that all of you are going to know that name. You come from different times, different worlds. You've got your own way of doing things. I appreciate that. But you've got to understand, we are all in the same position here. All of us were tried by the great houses. A lot of you didn't even know there was a trial. But there was, and that's why you're here. You went places the houses didn't want you to go. You found out things they didn't want you to find out. You pushed too hard, and they had to get you out of the way. Let's not pretend. We weren't innocent. We all knew what we were doing, and we knew there'd be consequences. But we're reasonable people. That's why I woke you up. That's why, out of all the inmates here, you're the ones who are back out in the real world while the others are still in their coffins. Because I know you're reasonable. And I know we can do business.
Who put you in charge?
Tell me, have you checked your mark?
What?
When you came here, you were given a mark. A tattoo. It's part of the house's security precautions. A tattoo on the right arm. If you've got an arm under that cartilage. Now, we've got a tradition where I come from. The tradition is that if you're in the employ of one of the coteries, then you have the face of your patron, your mecanate, tattooed on your body. It's a mark of respect.
You've marked us with your own face.
You might have noticed my associate here, Mandy McQuella, my Sugoshe. Apart from being a good friend and a loyal soldier, she also happens to be something of a specialist when it comes to the art of the body. Which is why, before you all recovered, I asked her to modify your tattoos. Just a little. It's business, that's all. The truth is, I freed you from this prison. Now, maybe in your own worlds you do things differently, but the way I see it, that puts you in my debt.
Unacceptable.
I'm sorry. We haven't been introduced. Do I know you?
Colonel Sadine Remdeman, 6th Axis Science Corps.
Colonel, do I understand that you're not happy with this arrangement?
You have no authority here. You have no authority over any of us.
Is there a problem?
Tattoo! What have you done to the tattoo?
I'm always going to be on your shoulder, Colonel. You see, you're in my debt. Where I come from, we take that as a bond of honour.
It's torpid.
It's like I said. Mandima here is a specialist.
Oh, take it off me.
Can't do that, Colonel.
Memiodermal imprinting. It's very effective.
I'll scratch you out myself. I'll scratch you out if I have to rip all my skin off.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Colonel. You know what that would feel like?
Now, the way I see it, you've got a simple choice. As I understand the technology, that tattoo's keyed into your whole biofield. From your arm, it can reach out to any part of your body, any part at all.
Take it out!
And if it bites too hard, then the way I see it, I'd be losing a potential ally for no good reason. She'll be needing medical attention. Could someone see to that? Soon the houses are going to be sending people here to find out what's happened to their prison facility. This prison is set outside normal time, so to get here, they're going to have to open a channel from the outside world. And that's our way out. Now, I'll be giving you your instructions soon. In the meantime, if anyone wants to talk to me, then I'll be in the control core. That's our army, Mandela. 200 of the spiral politics most wanted. Well, what else can we expect? War criminals, science criminals, politicians. These people kill with words. It's all they're used to. All right, bring in the official. They didn't hurt you?
I'll live. You're only releasing the women.
I'm sorry?
The other prisoners you've let out. They're all women.
Not true. Some of them are genderless. It's just the way we do things in my family. Male legionnaire are too prone to ambition. It's not healthy. Would you like to sit?
I'll stand. Thank you.
Now, as I understand it, you're chiefly responsible for security here. Is that right?
First Ordinary...
I know who you are, Selvin Kersh. War Service First Ordinary, official mover with honours, affiliated with House Ixion, but seconded to discreet operations under the ruling houses.
You've been through the records.
Up to a point.
Then what do you want me for?
I had a dream. I don't know whether you'd call it a dream. I'm not a technician. I'm not a First Ordinary.
While you were in the casket?
While I was in the casket. Except that I wasn't there. I was on a balcony. The balcony of the Castello Nierve Risa. It was music. My family used to be the greatest patrons of the opera in all post-human Renaissance. Did you know that? There's always music in Silporta. In colour. 2,000 legionari under the balcony. So much green and gold. Officers in blue. Cavalieri in silver. Red all the time. Should I have been dreaming?
It's not unusual.
It hardly seems like justice to take away someone's future like that, to seal it up in a little box, and then to give them so much of their past just so they can see what they've lost. You know who I am?
I know.
Then you can tell me why I'm here.
You were tried by the great houses. In absentia. Something about illegal biomanipulation. You'd have to check the records.
I'm not stupid. I know why I was tried. Why was I let out? In theory, nobody ever gets out of a place like this. Yet all of a sudden, myself and a few of the others find ourselves wide awake again. Now, I'd be interested in knowing why that happened.
I let you out.
I know. Like I said, I'm not stupid, Mr. Mr. Selwyn Kesh? Is that what I call you?
First Ordinary.
Well, First Ordinary. The way I see it, if a prison guard helps a convict escape, then he's been bribed. But I know I didn't pay you. Besides, you're a child of the houses. You don't need money, even if you're only a menial worker.
Does it matter why I did it?
It's important to know where people's loyalties are. House Eichsian, it's a dying bloodline, am I right? What do you people call a broken house?
You sound like you know all the answers already.
Then humour me. Tell me what I'm missing.
Our house has a history.
And you're proud of your history?
We were the first ones who saw the war coming. We were the first ones who realised how things were going to have to change. A whole generation ago. The things the ruling houses are doing now, that was our vision.
I understand. You had foresight, and the other houses weren't ready for it. Is that what you're saying?
It's not important.
It's important to you, this vendetta of yours. This prison's an embarrassment to the houses. They don't even like to admit it's here. Stage a breakout, and it's even worse. Is that what you had in mind, a kind of revenge?
It's politics.
It's revenge. And this was all your idea?
I had a moment of inspiration.
You did what you had to. You let myself and some of my associates out, and I'm grateful for that. But some of the others here, they're not going to be so reasonable.
I can get you away from here.
I'm sure you can.
There's an outrigger platform. It's under the control core. It's the only way out of here before the houses arrive.
Please, I know all this, but we're not going anywhere.
What?
Not yet. You see, First Ordinary Selwyn Kesh, it occurs to me that there are some inmates in this place who deserve special attention. Do you understand me?
No. No, I'm not sure I do.
Faction paradox.
Faction...
I'm pragmatic about these things. Your great houses had me incarcerated here, and it doesn't make me happy. But I'm not going to hold grudges. But my family's got something of a special relationship with Faction Paradox. Call it a vendetta of our own. The faction's crossed us. We've crossed the faction. These things happen, Mandima.
Listen to me. You don't want to hurt me.
That's true. But don't worry. Mandima knows how to do her job.
Her job?
You're just going to get a tattoo, that's all.
I've got no reason to fight you.
And I've no reason to fight you. But I can't take chances, you understand? It's like this. Somewhere in your prison is a cousin from Faction Paradox. And she's carrying something important, something passed down to her from the founder of her family. You know what I'm talking about?
It hurts.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure. This cousin...
She's carrying the shadow of Grandfather Paradox.
Yes, I know her.
Good. Because all we want is someone to take us to where she's being kept.
You want to... Oh! To kill her.
Don't worry about it. She'll be asleep when it happens.
Oh! That isn't a normal tattoo.
She might even be dreaming. It'd be nice to think that, wouldn't it?
Afternoon, sir.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry, my friend is hurt afoot, sir. I was helping her. Justine, don't tell them that. It's all right. This isn't private land. We haven't done anything wrong.
You're in the way of the hunt. You could get yourselves killed here.
Oh, don't be so dramatic. Statistically, there's more chance of her being murdered by a lunatic than run down by a master horseman like yourself. Especially today.
Morlock.
And you're quite right, young lady. You've a far greater right to be here than we have. At least 80% so, if I'm any judge.
Sir, you're on a hunt. Here. But you don't have any dogs.
Oh, that's hardly a problem. It's not what you'd call a conventional sort of hunt. It's something of a ritual of self-discovery for Godfather Sabbath here.
That's enough, Morlock.
Godfather?
I'm sorry, I was neglecting the introductions. Godfather Morlock of the 11th Day Empire, Godfather Sabbath, likewise.
They don't need to know our names.
Nonsense. Given the size of the local community and the background level of social paranoia, I should say we only have to introduce ourselves to 6 or 7 people here before we become local legends. Once we're gone, naturally.
And that's a good thing.
Personally, I've always wanted to be a mythical beast. It's something of an ambition of mine. I should imagine we'll be remembered by future generations as the Black Riders of Death. Which is rather flattering when you think about it.
Justine, they're horses.
There's nothing wrong with them. They're just wearing armour.
But their heads...
Did you hear what I said?
Excuse me, sir, but there's no reason to talk to my cousin in that way.
Well, quite. You'll have to forgive Godfather Sabbath, miss.
Justine, sir.
You'll have to forgive the Godfather, Miss Justine. He's tracking a rather exotic sort of animal, and so far she's managed to elude him.
She?
The animal. It's a female of its type.
Quite. And the Godfather here is hoping to catch it before the mating season.
We are wasting time.
I just wondered whether these young ladies might be able to help us.
Yes, that's possible.
I don't know a great deal about animals, sir. I know about horses.
A Godfather Sabbath?
I'm superstitious. I might need some good luck to help you with the hunt.
I can wish you luck if you like. Oh, there's a priest, Reverend Bell.
No, I was thinking of... Did you have a local... Morlock, help me with this. A local...
Witch?
Witch? I think you've come to the wrong place, sir. We may be in the country,
no,
but
not
there's...
not a witch, then. A supernaturalist, a spirit healer, but a woman. It has to be a woman.
I don't think that sounds a great deal more rational, do you, Godfather?
But is there anyone like that? Anyone at all? Somebody who attracts things? Who seems...
Who seems rather out of joint with the rest of your community.
Yes, that's it. Is there a woman like that? Here. Well...
None that I can think of, sir.
There's always my... No. No, not really. Nobody.
I see. Then we're wasting each other's time.
Your friend isn't very well-tempered, sir.
Oh, ignore him. The hunt's something of an initiation for him. Our employers might be less well-disposed to him if he doesn't find what he's after.
But not you.
I'm only his second. My interest in all this is a lot less personal than his. A lot less personal.
Who were they?
I think they might have been foreign.
Were they spies? They said there was an empire.
What they said? About looking for a woman? Did that seem strange to you?
I thought it was all strange. Especially their horses.
But asking that question, after what they said about the hunt.
Storm clouds? Where did the storm clouds come from?
It's going to rain. I knew it was going to rain.
We should get indoors. Aunt Fiora's house is just over the other side of the fields.
Can you walk?
A little.
You can lean on me if you like.
Annie Doherty isn't going to believe this when we tell her.
It's down here.
Am I having some kind of flashback? Because to me, it looks like it's raining in here.
The coolant system must have burst open. The inmates have been playing around with the life support. Oh no.
What?
Corridor's blocked. They must have figured out how to use the lockdown. There's no way an axe is going to get through that.
I know that. I just need to get rid of the axe and... There, see? Perfect.
You just threw your shadow away.
And?
With your weapon on it.
Your point being...
Well, can you get it back?
Oh, I don't need to. I can just grow a new one.
What's that?
How the hell should I know? Probably a thermal lance or something. Just came to me.
Thermal lances aren't that big.
Well, that's their problem. Now, tell this door who I am.
Door. This is...
Too late.
door's dead. Come on.
How did you do that?
The first thing I want you to do is secure the control core. There are 18 access points to this part of the prison, and I want all of them covered. I'm assuming I can trust you to work out the details between yourselves. How do you feel?
It hurts.
It's part of the process. Do you have a weapon?
Miss Kine, you don't need weapons. You could be gone from here by the time the house military arrives. I told you there's an exit.
I know, and I appreciate it. But I'd be grateful if you didn't share that information with the other inmates. They might ask questions. You know how people are. So, take Medima here to the storage cells, let her have anything she needs, and take a weapon for yourself while you're there.
But I don't know how to use it.
Please, humour me. Arm yourselves, and then go and find the girl with the grandfather's shadow. No! Bring her back here to me. The family wants the body in one piece once we get back to Seal Up Point, then. And take some of the other prisoners with you, just in case there's any difficulty. Not yet. We'll leave the trackers in storage unless we need them. We don't want things to get messy.
Trackers?
It doesn't concern you. Don't worry about it.
But you said difficulty. If you're expecting some kind of problem...
You're dealing with faction paradox, First Ordinary. Believe me, there's always going to be a problem.
Look at all the bodies.
Here, this one. This is her.
That's her? That's this faction paradox master criminal you were talking about.
That's her.
Oh, that can't be right. Just look at her.
What's wrong with her?
Oh, she's too skinny. She couldn't even lift her shadow, never mind hit anyone with it.
Actually, her shadow's supposed to be special. It's meant to be the shadow.
Hello?
Of...
Hello in there? Can she hear me?
No.
Bet she can. She's probably just faking. Hello?
Stand back. I'd better start the disinterment.
Did you hear what I said? I said you're too skinny. Much too skinny. You should eat something.
Look, we have to work fast.
Justine, is that your name? Listen, I know this is going to be a shock to you, but apparently you're important. That's why we're going to let you out. You understand? Out. Did you say something?
Never mind.
It's through here. Can I ask what happened to you? Your face, your throat. Oh.
It's a body.
Oh!
Is there a problem?
Please, could you not do that? When you talk through the tattoo, it stings.
Oh, you'll come to like it. Trust me, there's not an inch of Vandima's body that hasn't been tattooed, pierced, or femto-accelerated inside or out.
It's horrible.
It's just a sign of respect. She served the coterie since we were both children. That's why I chose her for this.
Chose? Wait, stop. The door. The security lockdown. It's gone. Look.
I can't see. If you could hold the tattoo up, just turn a little, that's it. There's somebody in the chamber. On the other side.
Feeble.
Mandima? All you others, move forward. Secure the area.
No, wait.
Oh, right.
There's too many.
Oh, just get down behind the cabinet.
We can't.
Down. Feel the ruck of my thermal lance. Whatever it is. Stop shooting at me. I'm just going to deflect the shots. I like this weapon. Does everything.
What's happening?
I don't know. The other prisoners are firing, but they keep missing.
They're amateurs. What's happening to Mandima?
She's on the floor. She's pinning someone down. I can't see.
Hold my face up. Let me look.
There's too many shots.
You said hold my face up.
All right. I'm going to count to three, and then you're going to get off me. One. See, I told you.
She's been like a shadow.
What's she doing now? Selden Kesh, answer me. What's she doing?
She's got one of those things from the armory.
Grenades?
I don't know. I don't know weapons.
Strata grenades. Fall back.
Well, she's thrown it.
I said fall back. Now.
It's no good. I haven't got a clue what you're saying.
It's a strata grenade.
What?
Get away from it. It's a bomb.
Well, that's just cheating.
Get away!
Watching us.
Why? What have we done?
It's them.
The house isn't far. You can see it from here. See, between the trees.
It's them. They're the ones who are doing this.
Doing what?
It's today. Here. Now. There's something about today.
What are you talking about?
I'm inside my own coffin.
You're not making any sense.
Is this real? Is any of this real? Or is this a dream?
Justine, please.
I can feel it. I can feel it coming. But it hasn't happened yet. I can't explain. This is real, but it's the dream as well. The dream's making it happen.
You're mad. You're just like your stepmother.
The clouds are parting.
The rain must be stopping.
No, look at it.
Hello?
Look at it, Emma.
It's just the sky. It's just the sun.
You can't see it.
See what?
The face.
There's no face. It's just the sky.
Hello in there.
She's talking. She's...
Look. I'm going on without you. I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Hello.
Did you hear what I said?
No. No, I didn't hear.
Justine, stop it!
I said you're too skinny.
Too skinny?
Much too skinny.
Who do you think you're talking to?
She says I'm too skinny.
Who does?
She's beautiful.
Justine, is that you?
Listen, I know this is going to be a shock to you, but apparently you're important.
I am.
That's why we're going to let you out. You understand? Out.
Out of where?
Justine, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. I think you're going mad, and you're scaring me, and... I don't understand.
No, come back. Please.
I can't.
Come back. Tell me what you meant.
I didn't mean anything.
Out of where? Out of this town. Is that what you mean?
You're not even talking to me at all, are you?
What? Emma, you don't understand. It was... She was beautiful.
I'd appreciate it if you'd stand clear. How's Nandima?
She was wounded. I'm not sure how badly. She's already got so many holes in her body.
Our family doesn't like to employ people who die easily.
We were nearly killed.
This is the casket?
It's the one you wanted. It's her.
Bring it over here, please.
Cousin Justine.
Are you sure she's the one who's carrying the shadow?
That's what it said on the manifest. Is there something wrong?
She didn't used to look like this.
You know her?
I knew the woman who used to have the shadow. We met just once.
Can't it be passed on to other people? Maybe the cousin's just the latest one to have it.
She must be. You know, it's almost disappointing. Is everyone armed? I want everyone at their stations and nobody move unless I say otherwise. The house military is on its way. Soon. Mandima, can you walk? You're a good soldier. I want you to take the casket, go to the outrigger platform, and let the first ordinary here open up a channel out of here. No, if I leave here now, it might look suspicious. I'll join you once we're ready to go.
Then we're leaving.
We're leaving. You, me, and Cousin Justin here.
But not the other inmates.
They've got grudges to bear. They just want a chance to fight the houses.
There'll be a massacre.
That's possible.
And it'll cover your escape.
That's possible too. We'll see.
To the red lighting. I was just getting used to that. Made me want to kill something.
So, now it's dark, you don't want to kill anything anymore?
Oh, don't be stupid. Are you going to tell me where we are or not?
We're in the labyrinth.
Not good enough.
It's the infrastructure of the prison. It's underneath the cells. Well, not really underneath, kind of behind or in the same place, but off to an angle, outside normal space.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to explain. The grenade must have blown a hole in the cross-dimensional everything.
So we're in a hole?
I'm just trying to warn you. This place isn't normal. These tunnels don't work the way they're supposed to. All the dimensions are messed up. We must be near the storage.
Near the what?
Storage, where the prisoner supplementals are kept.
Supplementals?
You know, personal possessions. Stuff that gets picked up at the same time as the prisoners. It's all kept in the galleries, just under the control core.
Weapons? Armour?
Well, yeah. Everything gets put down here. There's a secure information dump around here somewhere.
Now, listen to me. When I came here, I had a mask made of bone, had stripes, looked great. And a suit of armour. Where is it?
If you had it when you were brought here, then it'll be in the storage cells, yeah?
They're near here.
I suppose, but there's no point.
You do want me to get rid of this kind person, don't you? You do want me to kill every single escaped inmate in this whole poxy facility?
That's not exactly what I...
Well, I'm not doing it until I'm dressed. So shut up and follow me, all right? Which way am I going again?
We could try that way.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What about the cousin?
What about her?
Hello? Aunt Fiora?
Emma! And your friend?
This is Justine, my cousin.
Oh, of course. Jake's girl. Haven't seen her in must be nearly 2 years now. Is there something wrong? You look...
I hurt my leg. But Justine's... I don't know. I think she's sick.
Oh, you're soaking wet. Come in, come in. Oh, looks to me like she needs tea. Maybe with a little something in it. Is she used to whiskey?
It smells.
I'm sorry, dear.
This house... smells. She's not herself right now.
That's history, dear.
History?
41 years of it. Never throw anything away, that's what I say. Sit down. Sit down. You look as dead as a pair of dodos.
I'm sorry. Your voice, it...
The canker, love. My throat's not long for the world now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Oh, I'm used to it. Same thing that took my lucky in 91.
Lucky? She means Uncle Toluku. Your husband.
You don't need to say it quite that way, dear.
I'm sorry. It's just... he was a man of colour.
Justine.
That's what they say. Reverend Bell said he was a Negro. I'm not marrying you to that Negro, he said. He doesn't get any more civil with age either, that man. No, look, he wasn't a Negro. Skin like cream he had. Well, cream with a little something in it. His family came from an island off in the Pacific Ocean. They came over here in the 1700s. Foreigners were fashionable in those days. Long as they wore bones in their ears and didn't complain about the food.
We shouldn't stay long. I think Justine must have just got a bit upset.
No, I...
maybe. I thought I understood for a moment, just before I saw the face.
Justine thought she saw something. Out in the fields.
She was in the sky. Her face.
I beg your pardon.
It's not important.
It wasn't the face of God, was it, love? We've got a history of seeing God in our family. A regular bunch of Joan of Arcs we are.
No, it was a woman. She was beautiful.
Your father brought you up on the Catholic side, didn't he?
In a fashion. Why do you ask?
Well, you know what Catholics are like. Oh, no offence, dear. But he must have told you all those stories about the Holy Virgin.
It wasn't like that. I just felt... it was as if I was supposed to be like her. I can't explain it properly. I thought I knew what it meant.
It's all right, dear. Don't upset yourself. You've had a nasty vision, that's all. It's a pity my lucky couldn't be here now. He'd probably say it was your spirit guide. Mind you, that's another thing the Reverend couldn't stand about him.
Aunt Fiora. Spirit guide?
Oh, you know, your totem. Or your guardian angel. One of those.
Uncle Toluku thought everyone had an invisible animal.
Not always an animal. Human, sometimes. He taught me how to read people before he left us. He used to say, I could always go into fortune telling once he wasn't around. I'm tempted sometimes. Are you all right, dear? You look like you're a million miles away.
I'm not sure I'm here.
Oh, no, not again.
All day, it's been as if I'm standing at a crossroads or a junction. And if something's trying to tell me...
Ah, it sounds to me like somebody wants to be the centre of attention.
But you did say that everyone's got one of these guides, one of these spirits.
Well, that's what Lucky taught me anyway. We're all half man and half beast, that's what he said. But I'm sure I'm going to be disappointed when I die. I'm sure I'm going to get up to heaven and find out that we were all just people after all.
Then you can read me.
Justine, please don't.
Why not?
Because it's embarrassing.
Oh, nonsense. It's just a bit of fun. It's quite exotic, really, isn't it, Justine?
What do I have to do?
Give me your hand.
That's all.
Well, it'll take a little concentration from me.
You mean you need time to make something up?
Concentration, Emma, dear. Not something you know a great deal about. Justine, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Did you see it?
Well, I certainly felt it.
And?
Temporal dysfunction, lasting 56 seconds with a ground-level tachyonic impact area of 2,460 square feet. I'm estimating, of course.
Feet?
We're in a time of empire. May as well speak the imperial tongue.
What caused it, Morlock? Was it us? Something to do with us being here?
Possibly. Then again, it did seem to be focused on one of those girls.
Bystanders. Irrelevant.
For now, yes. Maybe something we're about to do is going to alter the balance.
What are you saying?
Nothing complicated. A self-reliant four-dimensional metastructure... fiddly, but quite rudimentary.
It could be her, the one we're looking for.
The girl's headed straight for one of the houses, I see. The one on the far side of the trees.
You think that could be it? Where the woman lives?
It's your hunt, Godfather. Of course, there's always a chance we've missed our window of opportunity, particularly after that unfortunate diversion during the last blooding.
Let's just get on with it.
Poor woman. She could have hoped for a more... civilized hunting party.
Can you feel anything?
Shh. Give me time, love.
I bet she's a fish. Emma?
I'm sure she's something perfectly... Well, now.
Is something wrong?
Your totem...
It's a big trout, isn't it?
I can't say.
You can't? Are you doing it right? Perhaps I don't have a totem.
No... You've got one, I can see it.
Then why?
It hasn't been born.
I'm sorry?
Your totem. It's an animal that hasn't been born yet.
I don't understand.
Well, neither do I, dear. But there's not a lot I can do about it.
I bet you're doing it wrong. Please, try again. Take my hand again.
It's no good, Justine, love. I'm not going to see anything different.
Please, it's not real, Justine. It's just a party trick.
You don't understand. I can feel it. I can feel there's something.
Now, You're taking this much too seriously, dear. I know you've had a nasty turn.
Try again. Justine!
Try again. Please, dear, just sit down.
Take my hand.
You're not well, dear. You need rest.
Justine, let go of her hand. Justine! Oh, Fiora.
Let go, dear. Please. You're hurting me.
I can feel it. She's mad. I told you she was mad. It's here. Now. It's happening. She's having a fit.
We should hold her down. She might choke.
In my coffin.
No, love. No, you're here. You're alive.
Weapon. She wants to kill us.
Wake her up. Use the weapon. Have to tell her to use the weapon.
Tell who?
Tell me. In my coffin. To wake her up. She's ranting.
I need a doctor. Have to wake up now. Have to wake up.
You are awake, dear. You're just upset.
Use the weapon. Wake up. Wake up. I can't help her.
Wake up.
Yes, it's the hatchway to the outrigger platform. If that's what you were asking. We need to open a channel before we go out onto the platform to set up a link to the homeworld. The homeworld. The homeworld of the great houses. I know it's not where you want to go, but I can't open a channel to anywhere else. I'm telling the truth.
It's all right, Mandima. What my associate's trying to say, First Ordinary, is that she doesn't think it'd be a wise move for us to go straight from a maximum security containment facility to a place that's right under your people's noses.
It's the only way out. I'm sorry. I know it's a risk. But once you get to the homeworld...
Don't worry about it. Just open the channel. Everything's been arranged. You can trust me.
I don't understand.
That's the great thing about trust. You don't need to understand.
What does she mean? Everything's been arranged. I'm sorry. The casket? Oh, it's just the valves and the machinery. They leak sometimes. Makes all sorts of noise. But it's all right. The cousin's locked in a different time frame. She can't break out of it unless we start the disinterment sequence. No, really, it's just not possible.
There. How do I look?
Well, you look...
Are you just going to stand there, or are you going to help me on with this body armor?
Oh, right. Normal faction mask, is it?
What do I look like, a fashion victim? You think I'm going to walk around with a bat skull strapped to my face?
I thought it was traditional.
Dying of natural causes, that's traditional. Doesn't mean I'd be seen dead doing it. Ow!
Sorry. So it's not made of bone, then?
Of course it's made of bone. It's all made of bone. What was that?
What was
what? Haha, more criminals. Good.
What are you doing?
Changing weapons.
What was wrong with the old one?
Bored of it.
I thought you said it did everything.
It did. That's why it was boring. Let's see the bastards give me flesh wounds now I'm wearing 60 pounds of Leviathan spine.
It might not be inmates.
Why? Who else is it going to be?
There's things down here, I told you. There's a secure information dump somewhere in the infrastructure.
You say infrastructure one more time and I'll gut you.
It's protected, that's all.
By what?
I don't know. It's just... It's getting closer.
Of course it's getting closer. Come on then, if you're coming.
Shankaka, don't!
Do you know who you're dealing with here? Do you know what you're up against? I'll tell you. Cresta V. Koglana Shankaka. Last scion of the faction homeworld. Defender of the faith. Killer of everyone in the whole universe she doesn't like the look of. I'm the salvation of my people. I broke out of the highest security prison there is without even trying, and now I look bloody fantastic as well. I'm Faction Paradox. You understand me? I'm Faction Paradox.
That would seem to make two of us.
Movers was written by Lawrence Miles. It starred Suzanne Proctor as Justine, with Ellis Pike as Morlock, Keith Drinkle as Sabbath, Lena Ray as Emma, K. Kate Dyson as Kine, Emma Kilby as Aunt Fiora, Linda Bartram as Shankaka, Chris Manville as Veeble, Matt Kelly as Selvin Kesh, and Nigel Fares as the Reverend. Post-production and music were by Nigel Fares, and the producer was Bill Baggs.
By this action, I remove myself from my blood. I deny my own past. I do whatever I must. So help me. By this ritual, I remove myself from my race. I deny my own heredity. I do whatever I should. So help me.
Violence. Would that make you feel more comfortable?
To tell the truth, sir, it would be a relief to face something I can fight.
Very well. Then I suggest you arm yourself.
By this body, I remove myself from my need. I deny my own experience. I do whatever I will. So help me.
You think, maybe I'm just toying with you?
By this intention, I remove myself from my birth. I deny my own lineage. I do whatever I can. So help me.
Our stories written across generations. Weapons that can rewrite the world from the inside out. You'd be amazed. Really, you would.
By this action, this intention, this ritual, this body, this being.
Please.
Sir, whatever your faction is, whatever you represent, if you can kill defenseless women just to save yourselves, then you can hardly make a claim to any sort of noble heritage.
Kill her! Kill the one without the armor! Now!
The Faction Paradox Protocols, Volume 6. A Labyrinth of Histories.
So now all we have to do is wait?